Biggest of the night for the Warriors. Merrill inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Left wing, three-pointer for Smeltzer. No good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Kargi Cooper. Kargi will push. Cooper into the lane. Cooper had it knocked away. Picked up by Smeltzer. Now up court comes Merrill. Right wing side, Potent. Back out top, Corey Page. Tries a long three, rattles out, no good. Rebound grabbed by Griffin Lang. Lang will bring it over the timeline for Wausau West. With this, McDonald moves it right wing side. Taken by Matt Mattson. Ball is tipped into the backcourt, chased down by McDonald. McDonald has his pass tipped again. Goes out of bounds. Stays with the Warriors. Inbounded in the backcourt, Marcus McDonald. McDonald moves it right wing side, Griffin Lang. Lang into the right corner, Federici back to Griff, and Lang will lay it up and in. Give and go, beautifully done. Federici the assist, Lang with the basket. 10 points for Griffin Lang. Biggest lead for the Warriors, 32-19. 15 and a half minutes to go. Out top, E.J. Weiss, left wing side, Smeltzer. Smeltzer, between the circles, Ott. Right wing side to Page. Corey Page hits the cutter, Smeltzer. Right corner, Weiss. He'll try a three. No good. Rebound cleared by the Warriors. Good look that time for Merrill. Just rattled out. Center circle, Lang. McDonald left wing. Back over to Griffin Lang. Lang hands it back to Marcus McDonald. Right wing side, Cooper. Cooper going to the basket. Cooper misses the running layup. Federici grabs the rebound and a tie-up. Arrow points towards Merrill. .14:54 to go. 32-19 Wausau West. Warriors looking for their 10th win of the season against four losses. They're 3-2 in the WVC. Merrill into the front court. With it is Corey Page. Page looking to penetrate. Moves it right-hand side. Taken there by Tyson Ott. Ott back out top. Rotated left wing to Smeltzer. Smeltzer gives it off to Ott. Now just right at the top of the key is Page. Now back on the left-hand side, Houghton. Left wing. Open three for Page. No good. Rebound. Tipped. Controlled by Lang. So the Warriors will bring it back up court. 14-13 to go. 32-19 Warriors. Getting bumped and getting fouled is Griffin Lang, about 28 feet from the basket. Trying to work around a Federici screen was Corey Page. Number two on Page. First foul on either side in the second half. Into the front court come the Warriors. Left-hand side, Griffin Lang. Lang looking to penetrate. Lang still 20 feet from the basket. Another foul. That was not a smart play by Page. Tried to get in there, knock it away, and he's called for his third. Not a player that Merrill can afford to have sitting on the bench, so I think they're going to have to ride it. 14 minutes even to go, 32-19 West. McDonald moves it right. Cooper back to McDonald. Bounce pass, left wing side. Lang looks down low, Federici. Skips it, right corner, three-pointer for Cooper. No good, rebound, fought for, goes out of bounds off of Federici. Well, Merrill's got to get the offense going right now. They've had a hard time against this West defense. When they've had good looks, they've had a little bad luck as well. Left-hand side, with it is Schmelzer. Between the circles, Ott. Ott moves it right wing, Corey Page. Now with it again is Ott. Penetrates. Little forward from 10. Back bracket no good. Rebound Federici. Knocked away. Stolen. Picked up at the timeline by Aiden Houghton for Merrill. Excuse me. Left wing side. Jacob Smeltzer. Looked inside and throws it away. If you tuned in tonight and saying, boy, that's not the same smooth voice we hear normally. Got a little case of laryngitis here tonight. Gonna try to get through this one, have a weekend without any games, and come back 100% next week for a big week. into the forecourt comes Carji Cooper, and he'll take, he'll be bumped and fouled. So the Warriors will inbound it right in front of me. Griffin Lang will inbound it to McDonald. And now back into the forecourt come the Warriors. Right wing side with it is Carji Cooper. Skips it back over to Griffin Lang into the lane. Little 12-footer, no good for Bennett Mattson. Rebound fought for. Knocked out of bounds off of Merrill. .12:52 on the clock, 32-19 Wausau West. Looking to inbound the Warriors. Oh, thrown into the backcourt, and Page is going to get there first, and oh, he'll be fouled. Cooper came, got the ball, but also got the body. Would have been a spectacular block, but a misplay on the inbound for the Warriors led to that opportunity. Now free throws for Corey Page. No good on the free throw. Page leads the way for Merrill with 8 points. Another free throw to come. Second is good. 1-for-2 trip. 32-20 Wausau West. 12:45 to go. Left-hand side, Carji Cooper. Batson hits the cutter. Federici going baseline, who lays it up and in. Beautiful cut by Nico Federici and a perfect pass by Bennett Mattson. 34-20 Warriors. Right corner, E.J. Wykes. Wykes, 22 feet from the hole. Dribbles with the left hand into the lane. Stops. Gets doubled, but a foul will be called on Wausau West. Number one on Bennett Mattson. Inbounded. Taken by the Jays. Left wing side, Smeltzer. 21 feet from the basket. Back out top to Houghton. Houghton gives it to Page. 23 feet from the hole. Rotated left-hand side, E.J. Wykes. Back out top, Page. Right wing side, Tyson Ott. Between the circles, Corey Page. Left wing, E.J. Wykes. Wykes, 22 feet from the basket. Back on the right wing side. With it is Smeltzer, right corner, three-pointer for Houghton is no good. Ice-cold shooting here for the Merrill Blue Jays. Into the forecourt lane. His pass is kicked, and the ball will stay with the Warriors. 11:44 to go, 34-20, Wausau West. Over the timeline, Marcus McDonald. Marcus moves it left wing side to Lang. Lang, to Carji Cooper, right wing. Carji between the double team, dropped it off to Federici, left wing side to Lang. Lang inside, Bennett Mattson, no good from 12. Rebound Cooper, and he'll be fouled on the putback. Free throws coming up now for Carji Cooper for the Warriors. It wasn't a pretty possession for the Warriors. A deflection ended up in the hands of Bennett Mattson and missed the shot, but Warriors hit the boards. Free throw is good. 6th point of the game for Carji Cooper. Low scoring affair here tonight. One more for Carji Cooper. 6'3", junior. Second free throw is back bracketed. Rebound is tipped. Grabbed by Cooper. Bennett Mattson got a hand on it. Kept it alive for the Warriors. Marcus McDonald moves it to Lang. Lang 30 feet from the hole. Right wing side. Lang stops. Looks down low. With it is Brady Phelps. Good look. Nice pass by Phelps underneath to Bennett Mattson, who gets fouled going up for the shot. The passing tonight has been spectacular for the Warriors. I wish my voice was better because I could tell you even more about it. No. But the passing really has been a key for Wausau West. First for Bennett Mattson is good. One more to come. 11 points for Bennett. 6'2" and senior. Second is good as well. So the Warriors have stretched it to a 17-point lead, 37-20, 11:07 to go. Smeltzer out top to Page. Left wing side, Ott. Ott back out top, Smeltzer. Right wing side, E.J. Wikes. Rotated left wing, Tyson Ott. Ott gets it out top. E.J. Wikes, and a shuffle of the feet, and a travel is called. Miles Wahlvogel will take the place of Karji Cooper for the Warriors. Methodically building this lead right now is Wausau West. Left-hand side, Wahlvogel skips it right to Lang. Lang will try a three, hits it. Nice skip pass by Wahlvogel to Lang, and Griffin Lang, nothing but net for the right wing, and a timeout Merrill. 10:39 to go, 40-20 Warriors. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
.39 to go, and the Warriors right now doubling up the Blue Jays, 40-20. 3-point field goal by Griffin Lang just a moment ago. He now has a team-high 13 points, 12 for Bennett Mattson. Merrill with the basketball. Tyson Ott will bring it over the timeline. Hot with it. Miles Wahlvogel right in his grill. Moves it right hand side. Now look to Pedre Smeltzer. Smeltzer's call for steps. Turnover on Merrill. The ball back over to the Warriors. West right now really taking it to the Jays here in the second half. 12-2 edge for Wausau West. In the second half. Left-hand side with his Miles Wahlvogel. Gets it back out top, McDonald. McDonald near the top of the key. Goes up from 17, hits it. So Marcus McDonald in on the scoring. Actually, he had a point before that. His first field goal. 42-20 Warriors. 9:55 to go. E.J. Wikes moves it right. Corey Page. Page out top. With it is Ott. Ott left wing. Three-pointer for Smeltzer is no good. Fight for the board. Wikes grabs it, lays it up and in. Puts E.J. Wikes in double figures with 11 points, 42-22 West. 9:35 to go. And now a timeout called as the Warriors having trouble getting it into the full court, into the front court. So timeout West. We'll take a 30-second break. Be right back here on WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thank you.
9:33 to go. 42-22 Wausau West. Warriors inbound. Coming up court is Marcus McDonald. Moves it on the near side. Paul Vogel back to McDonald. Half court trap being shown by Merrill. Left hand side. Paul Vogel skips it over to Lang on the right. Lang, 22 feet from the basket, left-hand corner. Three-pointer, Walvogel is good. From right to left, and a three-pointer for Miles Walvogel. His first points of the game. Warriors lead, now their biggest, 23 points, 45-22. Looking baseline is E.J. Weichs, but he'll be fouled. Warriors nowhere close to the foul limit at this point. Jackson Riley and Karji Cooper in. Bennett Mattson and Marcus McDonald will each take a seat. Inbounded by Merrill. Left-hand side. With it is Tyson Ott. Looks down low. Corey Page. Page in the lane. Page to the hole. Lays it up. No good. Rebound tip. Grabbed by the Warriors. Walvogel quickly up court. Left-hand side. Jackson Riley. Riley. Left corner. Good look underneath. Brady Phelps lays it up and in. Riley to Phelps. Another great pass. The passing again, great for the Warriors. 47-22 Wausau West. Inside, E.J. Weichs misses the shot. Tipped, grabbed by Griffin Lang. Lang has it knocked away, and a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Wausau West. 47-22 Warriors. 8:21 to go. Warriors have had some terrific games this season, but I'd be hard-pressed to say there's been many more efficient than this one tonight. Starts with the passing. Into the front court, Miles Walvogel. Right corner, Brady Phelps. Phelps has it stripped. Ball is picked up by Merrill. Back up court come the Blue Jays. Left-hand side. Baseline move. Going to the basket is Ott. Lays it up and in. 7 points for Tyson Ott. Inbound pass stolen by Page. And he'll be fouled. Warriors have to avoid those kind of mistakes. Threw it right into the hands of Ott. Went for the layup and he got fouled. Two free throws for Page. Free throw is good. Corey Page. 13.1 points per game. That's his first point of the night. Second free throw is good as well. 47-26 Wausau West. Inbounded in the backcourt. With it is Griffin Lang. Lang has it knocked away, but reaching in the foul will be Tyson Ott. Number 3 on Tyson Ott, number 6 on the team. Next foul will lead to the bonus for the Warriors. Inbounded, taken by Riley, gets it back over to Griffin Lang. Lang will dribble it to the timeline, gets double teamed. He's in trouble, and another timeout called by the Warriors. Nate Lemon's not liking how the Warriors were working against that pressure. So with 7:41 to go, 47-26 Wausau West, back in a moment. Here on WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Warriors inbound it, leading 47-26. 7:35 to go. Near the timeline, with it is Marcus McDonald. Now Marcus works his way in. Hand it off, Lang. Lang had a poke from behind, stolen. Pass ahead. Tyson Ott will lay it up and in. Warriors getting a little sloppy last couple of minutes. Still up by 19. 47-28. Pressure again in the backcourt shown by Merrill. On the near side with his McDonald. Gets it to Lang. Lang into the lane. Lang to the basket. Misses. Weak side rebound laid up and in by Kharji Cooper. Kharji in the right place for the little tap in. 8 points for Cooper. 49-28. 6:55 to go. Merrill out top. Charles Kalinowski rotated right wing side to Ott. Ott further right. Taken by Corey Page. Back out top. Ott. Ott right wing side to Page. He'll try a three-pointer and hit it. Corey Page, 5 points. 49-31 Warriors. West breaks the pressure. Kharji Cooper, right corner. Phelps gives it over to Bennett Mattson. Mattson, left wing side, McDonald. McDonald, got a little bump, no call. Moved down the right-hand side to Cooper. Back out top, Griffin Lang. Lang to Cooper, into the right corner. With it is Brady Phelps. Phelps moves it left-hand side, McDonald. Marcus will dribble out near the center circle. Near the top of the key, stops his dribble. Moves it right-hand side to Phelps. Now back over to Kharji Cooper. Cooper in the right corner. Bennett Mattson. Mattson inside to Cooper. Drops it to Phelps. Phelps will lay it up. They'll say a foul before the shot. Team foul number 7 on the Jays, so that should be the bonus for the Warriors. And a 1-1 for Brady Phelps. Again, the Warriors will take on... They just took Brady out of the game, but he's has to go back in. No, Warriors did not realize it's a bonus situation. But the Warriors and Stevens Point, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Better Voice, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Free throw is no good. Rebound grab by Mattson. Gets to Lang. Lang, yes, and a foul. Offensive board for Bennett Mattson. Fed it to the cutting Lang, and Lang will have a chance for a three-point play. Doing all the little and the big things well right now are the Wausau West Warriors. Free throw is no good. Another board for Bennett Mattson and a tie-up. Boy, Bennett Mattson just does that all the time. Kind of player you want on your team, definitely. 51-31 Warriors, 5:51 to go. Coming up court is Page. Now moved left-hand side to Ott. Ott in front of the Merrill bench. Gives it back to Page. Page works his way near the center circle. Moves it right to Cooper Wendorf. His pass taken by Kalinowski. Goes baseline to the basket. Lays it up good and draws the foul. Austin Federici called for his first foul. Free throw is good. 51-34, 5.5 minutes to go. Bennett Mattson dribbles up court, passes off to Lang. Lang gets it ahead to McDonald. McDonald on the right wing, back to Lang. Now McDonald, right wing side. Between the circles, with it is Lang. Lang into the lane. Pass is kicked aside, and the ball will stay with the Warriors. West will inbound, with it is Lang. Gets it in, Kharji Cooper. Fakes the three-pointer. Back inside, pass goes off the shin of Lang, picked up by Merrill. Back up court comes Corey Page. Kalinowski, right wing side to Ott. Ott, back to Page. Page has it knocked away, but a whistle and a foul will be called. Team foul number 6 on the Warriors. Coach Nate Lemons thought that should not be in the act of shooting. I agree. They're going to give a couple of free throws to Corey Page. Free throw is good. Second free throw, good as well. 51-36, Wausau West. Back up court come the Warriors. Federici on the right wing side. Skips it over to Bennett Mattson. Mattson dribbles 20 feet from the basket. Mattson skips it back on the right. Grabbed by Cooper. Cooper inside to Lang. Lang skips it left wing side. Mattson. Mattson into Lang. Little floater, no good off the window. Rebound is battled for. Boy, Federici had the position. Knocked out of bounds by Merrill. Could have been a foul on the Jays, but ball will stay with Wausau West. Inbounded, right hand side. With it is Mattson. Mattson moves it left to McDonald. McDonald dribbles with the right hand. Back out near the center circle. Swings it right. Lang. Lang on the dribble. Lang into the lane. Lang hits the cutter. Good look. And then getting fouled is Karji Cooper. Another beautiful feed as cutting baseline was Karji Cooper. Took the perfect pass and now gets a couple of free throws. Free throw is good for Karji Cooper. Karji has 9, so this free throw, an opportunity to put him into double figures. Second free throw is good. 10 points for Cooper. 53-36, Wausau West. 4:23 to go. Up court comes Merrill. With it out top is Corey Page. Page will penetrate. Page to the hole. Page lays it up. Circus shot is good, and you have a chance for a three-point play. Corey Page has come alive big time here in the second half for the Blue Jays. Walt Vogel in for the Warriors. Cooper, who just got his fourth foul, will sit down. Free throw is good. 10 points all in the second half for Page. 53-39 Warriors, 4:10 to go. Pressure in the backcourt. Warriors better hurry. Over the timeline, Wahlvogel. Miles Wahlvogel, near side. Taken by McDonald. McDonald at the left elbow. Swings it right to Wahlvogel. Back to Marcus McDonald. His pass deflected and stolen. Cooper Wendorf. Back up court comes Merrill. Move down the right-hand side. Three-point attempt for Page. Good. And all of a sudden, we may have a game. 13 for Page in the second half. 53-42 Warriors. 3:44 to go and a timeout on the floor. Back in a moment here on WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? If it's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Warriors were up by 23, but Merrill has come back and made a game of it. Now 53-42, Wausau West, 3:44 to go. Warriors have had some issue with the full court pressure. Inbounded, Marcus McDonald. McDonald moves into Wall Vogel. Now Griffin Lang. Lang back to McDonald. McDonald still in the backcourt. Warriors again in trouble. Lang gets it over the timeline. Ball is tipped. Grabbed by Bennett Matson. On the right-hand side, McDonald. Now center circle. Miles Wall Vogel. Wall Vogel moves it near side to Griffin Lang. Lang dribbles. Gives it back to Marcus McDonald. Right wing side, Wall Vogel. Now with it is Bennett Matson. Matson down low towards Federici. Federici looking baseline. Federici now needs some help. Gives it off to Bennett Matson. Matson, his pass deflected but grabbed underneath by Federici, who lays it up and in. That was a break for the Warriors. A deflected pass into the hands of Federici. A big basket makes it 55-42, 2:45 to go. Oh, top three-pointer for Ott is good. Omero Shuni finally heated up late to the game. Is it too little too late? 55-45 Warriors. With it is Bennett Matson. Matson into the front court. Matson had poked from behind and stolen. Picked up by Tyson Ott. Back up court comes Merrill. Left wing side. With it is Houghton. Out top. Page. Left wing side, E.J. Wikes. Wikes into the left corner to Page. Page, 22 feet from the basket. Posting up is Wikes. Wikes working against McDonald. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Marcus McDonald for some reason. Marcus doesn't know why, because Wikes was putting his shoulder into Marcus. 1-1 coming up for E.J. Wikes. Carji Cooper back in the game. 2:08 to go. 55-45 Warriors. Free throw is good. Earns the bonus. 12 points for E.J. Wikes. Single-digit game. Second free throw good as well. We have not seen a single-digit game since very early in the second half. No, actually, since the end of the first half. McDonald gives it over to Bennett Matson. And another timeout call by Nate Lemons. The coach is frustrated. 2 minutes even to go. 55-47, Wausau West. Back in a moment here on WXCO.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Two minutes even to go. 55-47. Wausau West over Merrill. Warriors are inbound. Again, pressure all over for Merrill. They have done a great job since turning up the wick defensively in the second half. Marcus McDonald in the backcourt. Moves it right over to Carji Cooper. Hits the cutter, Lang. Lang into the forecourt. Looks down low. Grab is made, and then getting fouled is Bennett Matson. That time, the Warriors able to break the pressure and get a couple of free throws with Bennett Matson. Fourth personal foul on E.J. Wikes. Bennett Matson has 12 points, 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Free throw is good. Trying to get this back to a double-digit lead for the Warriors. Second is good as well. Big free throws for Bennett Matson. 14 for Bennett. 57-47 Wausau West. Into the front court, Tyson Ott. Ott gives it off. Corey Page. Page penetrates. Page stripped. Out of bounds. Off of West. I thought it went off of Page. Inbounded by the Jays. Taken out top. Open three for Ott. Hits it. 7-point game. 57-50. 125 to go. Back up court comes West. Oh, losing the ball is West. Picked up by Merrill. Back up court quickly, Wendorf. Now left-hand side with it is Weichs. Weichs penetrates into the lane. Up with the left hand. Hits it. 5-point game. 57-52. A minute 5 to go. Warriors facing pressure. Cooper gets it over to Lang. Lang penetrates. Drops it down the wall. Vogel misses the layup. Rebound is grabbed by Weichs. Back up court comes Merrill. 52 seconds to go. Right wing side. With it is Ott. Ott, 22 feet from the basket. Ott gets it back out top. Page moves it to Weichs. Weichs looking for the jumper. Three-pointers off the mark, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Griffin Lang. Lang gets it ahead. And getting fouled is Bennett Matson with 32.4 seconds to go. Boy, this one has gotten a lot tighter than one was expecting. Bennett Matson, 4 for 4 at the line, will step to the free throw line again. Six-foot-two-inch senior. Perfect. This one's a big one. Right now it's a two-possession game. Right now a 6-point game. Make it a 7-point game. Make it a two-possession game. Perfect. 59-52 Warriors, 30 seconds to go. Page into the forecourt. Right-hand side, Weichs. Weichs gives it back to Page. Page looking for help. Page skips it, left-hand side. Faking the three is Wendorf. Goes up for 15. Hits it. Timeout called by Troy Pieper. 14.4 seconds to go. 59-54 Wausau West. Back in a moment here on WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. 14.4 seconds to go. 59-54 Wausau West with the lead. Warriors have the basketball. Inbounding is Lang. Goes over the top. Karji Cooper. Karji heading to the basket. Slams it home. An exclamation point for the Warriors. Left wing. Three-pointer. No good for Merrill. And Ott. Rebounds grabbed by Lang. Gets it ahead. And that will do it. For three quarters of a game, it was as good as it gets for the Warriors. And then it got very, very hairy for the Warriors as they win 61-54. We'll come back. We will have our post-game show coming up. Look at the numbers of this one. Talk to the coach and perhaps a player guest as well. 61-54 Wausau West. This is Warrior Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
And Chad Holmes back again from Merrill Field House, where the Wausau West boys basketball team defeats the Merrill Blue Jays by a score of 61-54. We'll get a chance to talk to the coach in just a few moments, but first we'll look at the numbers of this one. For Wausau West, 16 points tonight for Bennett Mattson, 5 2-pointers, and 6 out of 6 at the free throw line. 15 points for Griffin Lang, 6 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, 0-for-2 at the stripe. 12 points tonight for Karji Cooper, 3 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, 3 of 6 at the free throw line. 10 points for Nico Federici, 5 baskets, 0-for-1 at the stripe. 3 points on a 3-point field goal for Miles Walvogel. 3 points for Marcus McDonald, a 2-point field goal and 1-for-2 at the free throw line. A basket for 2 points for Brady Phelps. 21 two-pointers, 3 3-pointers, 10 of 17 at the free throw line tonight for the Wausau West Warriors. For the Merrill Blue Jays, 15 points for Tyson Ott, 3 2-pointers and 3 3-pointers, 15 points for E.J. Wykes. 3 2-pointers, a pair of threes, 3 for 4 at the line. 13 points for Corey Page. A 2-pointer, pair of 3-pointers, 5 for 5 at the stripe. 6 points for Charles Karlinowski. 3 for Eli Burtman, and 2 for Cooper Wendorf. See, the coach is working his way over, along with Bennett Matson. Talk to these two victorious Wausau West Warriors. Coach, yeah, come on over. Come on. Hey, coach, these are the games why coaches get gray. Because for three quarters of the game, boy, your team played great basketball, I thought. The ball movement, everything, the defense, and then got a little hairy. But, again, for the most part, yeah, really some really good stuff.
Yeah, we actually were talking about that in the locker room. Just how hard it is for high school kids. You're up, you know, you're up big. I think we got up 24, 23. And then to keep that and not get content, because it only takes a few plays for them to kind of get mojo back. Yep. And then all of a sudden some shots start going and things like that, and shots aren't going for you. And then you start feeling the pressure and it starts mounting on you. Even though you're up big, it's hard to explain, I guess.
But momentum is hard to explain.
Yeah, but I thought our guys did a good job. I mean, they felt in control. I mean, I think they got it to, what, 7 or 5 or something?
Yeah.
But it didn't feel that way.
No.
So I just think that our guys really defended. I thought Marcus was terrific tonight on Page.
He scored till Benny, late second half.
Yeah, Benny has done such a good job on Wykes. You know, all those guys, you know, it really late. Was at the end there where we kind of, I felt like, let our foot off the gas a little bit. And then Marcus's ability to play the top offensively for us and allow us to get some of our playmakers on the wings in the short corners, I thought really helped us. I thought we moved the ball really well against the
yes.
zone. I thought we really made them work hard against that zone, and we got really, really good looks. What'd we take, 5, 6 threes tonight? I don't know what we took, but we didn't rely on the three. And in a zone, it gets easy to rely on that.
Yes, absolutely. The passing was stellar.
Yeah.
I mean, just stellar. I'm going to let you go. Save my voice for Tuesday, big one against
Smash. Yeah, you
got
Smash. Any questions? You got anything?
Hey, say something.
Answer something.
What? Hey, what was the key tonight for the Warriors?
Pretty much to win and get a big win. They came back at the end.
How did the coach do tonight?
Good.
Very good. Bennett Matson. Oh, 3 quarters of that game, you guys really looked like it was just clicking. And before the game, I was talking with the coach about the way Merrill plays defense. And you guys have been preparing for it. What was the game plan here tonight? Because I thought you really broke down what they did in the half court exceptionally well.
Yeah, well, we knew they were running that 2-1-2 zone, that 2-3 zone. So we just came in with that game plan, just ready to tear it up and find little seams, get those drop downs, and get those easy buckets right under the rim.
Also, something that's been so noticeable this year for your team is the rebounding. Because when you don't have the size, and your team doesn't have the size, the ability to, number one, get offensive rebounds, and number two, not allow offensive rebounds has been so impressive this season. I mean, in the second half, when things were getting a little shaky, you got a couple of big offensive boards. And the coach was talking the other night about even in that game against Marshfield, much bigger team, never got an offensive rebound against you. What is, it's not just for yourself, but the mindset of this team, despite being a bunch of 6 foot to 6'2 kids,
yeah.
The mindset on the boards.
Well, we really emphasize boxing out in practice. We do a bunch of drills like that, really focusing on defense, and then finding your guy, setting your feet, and just getting that ball. And then when we're going up against some bigger competition, that's just emphasizes even more, because we know that if they get the ball on offense, and they can just put it right back up over the top of us. So we really just focus on getting into our guy, getting that ball, and then heading back on offense.
And I also thought that tonight was a great example of the mentality of this team and the way you share that basketball. I mean, the way the ball was moved. Everybody knows they're going to get that ball when they're in the right position. But I thought tonight it took it even to a different level. Was it as much fun as it looked, the way you were passing the basketball?
Yeah, like I said earlier, we just love tearing up a zone. we were practicing that during practice, and just getting really, really excited for this game, just to do what I said, tear up that zone. And we're all really unselfish, love to play together, and it's just a great group of guys. So we know that whoever's taking that ball, we can trust in them, and they're going to score that ball.
And I got to ask you one more question. Stevens Point on Tuesday. Obviously, it's a a big game. You got him the first time.
Yeah.
How sweet was that one? And to make you want to have another taste on Tuesday.
I mean, yeah, that was that might have been the best win that I've had in my Wausau West basketball career. So, yeah, obviously looking to do it again. That'd be awesome. 2-0 sweep in the conference, and then we get Marshall the next time, and then maybe get that tie for first in the conference.
Well, let me say one more question. How much fun is it being, now as we get towards February, playing for something like a Valley Championship? I mean, you guys haven't been here before. This is pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so much fun just to bring Wausau West into that realm of opportunity, because we haven't really had a lot of conference success in the past, a lot of like first, second place success, and it's super fun to bring that to our team and to our school, and yeah, just really excited for the February season here.
Congrats. Thanks for coming over. Ben and Manson, Wausau West Warriors, as the Warriors knock off the Merrill Blue Jays 61-54. So, again, Wausau West 61, Merrill 54. Tuesday night, the Warriors taking on Stevens Point, 7 o'clock pregame right here on 98.9 WXCO. Again, hopefully by then, I'm thinking it will be. My voice will be back to 100%. But thanks for bearing with me here tonight and tuning in to our broadcast. I'm Chad Holmes. This has been Wausau West Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
Head of every agency, when you've got a billionaire treasury secretary saying we're going to cut taxes for the very wealthy, but you know what, we're
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. President Trump has spent the day touring damage on both coasts. He's in California, where he has gotten a firsthand look at the fire-ravaged Pacific Palisades and announces that to fight the flames.
I'm signing an executive order to open up the pumps and valves in the north. We want to get that water pouring down here as quickly as possible.
Fire crews are battling 9 fires from Los Angeles County down to San Diego County.
This is already the most expensive natural disaster, they say, in American history. Pretty amazing. The numbers are going to be staggering.
Trump says in an effort to start rebuilding immediately,
we're going to essentially waive all federal permits.
The president earlier today visited North Carolina's hurricane-devastated areas, leaving the future of the Federal Emergency Management Agency in question, saying that, quote, FEMA has really let us down. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Joining the ranks of those making a plea to do something about the intersection of Highway 10 and Highway 186 is one of the first responders who was on the scene of the most recent fatal crash on December 13th. That tragedy claimed the life of 17-year-old Casey Ramtham, a student at Lincoln High School. The first responder is Casey's aunt, Ashley Turner. In her letter, Turner describes what happened at the scene as she and other first responders tried to save her niece. She shared the devastating impact this death has had on her and her family that could have been prevented. Casey's grandmother read the letter to the Wood County Public Safety Committee and the county board. All those petitioning the Department of Transportation are asking that safety measures be added to this intersection. It is the only one where two highways meet along the redesigned four-lane Highway 10 without some kind of safety structure. Healthcare costs in Wisconsin are among the highest in the country. Wisconsin employers are voicing their concerns. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce surveyed businesses in the state, and 88% of employers predict their healthcare costs will increase even more this year. Scott Manley is WMC's Executive Vice President of Government Relations. He stated, "These costs are not only a competitive disadvantage as they dip into employee compensation, investment opportunities, and more, but they also hurt Wisconsin families." When asked what state government could do to help businesses, 41% of respondents answered, "Make healthcare more affordable." Wisconsin's healthcare costs are among the fifth highest in the nation. The DATCP is still accepting applications for the 78th Alice in Dairyland until January 31st. Find out more at AliceInDairyland.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
The Bucks beat the Heat. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their fifth game in a row, 125-96 over the Miami Heat. The Bucks didn't get back to Milwaukee until less than 3 hours before the game after being stuck in a blizzard for 3 days in New Orleans at the team hotel. Damian Lillard led with 29 points and had a pregame speech before the tip-off.
The situation that we were in, you know, the last couple of days is obvious, but you don't want the room to just be quiet and everybody to just kind of go out there and see what's going to happen. So for me, I just wanted to put that energy out there, like, you know, nobody gonna feel bad for us. Ain't no excuses. I don't want to hear I'm tired or I ain't feeling like you got to take the opportunity for the team to even have that type of mentality away. As a leader of a team, you got to let the team know off the rip, like, we not doing that. We not having excuses. I don't care about the flight. I don't care. We've been in a hotel. Like, you got to take that away from the team.
That's the Bucks. Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s. Right now it's 13.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle. Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and founder of Chip's Money Tips, Chip Chinnery, and filmmaker Nathan Deming, who is touring Wisconsin to promote his film February. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. As voting continues on Pete Hegseth's nomination for Defense Secretary, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell and Tom Tillis have voted against Hegseth, and Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins have also said that they cannot support him. After touring wildfire damage, President Trump says he'll sign executive order to open the pumps to allow water to flow into Southern California.
We're going to work very hard with the mayor, the governor, the supervisor, and everybody, and get the resources behind you.
Trump has also visited hurricane-damaged western North Carolina. The Trump administration says it has started to fly immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally out of the country using military planes. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Across the country, immigration agents arrested 538 undocumented migrants. That tops the average of 312 arrests per day during the Biden administration.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
I'm Brittany.